And other news today from the European Court of Justice, which has given a ruling on a case brought by Digital Rights Ireland. And the highest court in Europe has ruled that the obligation on telecoms and internet providers to store data for up to 2 years is a wide-ranging and particularly serious interference in the fundamental rights of respect for private life and of the protection of personal data. T.J. McIntyre of Digital Rights Ireland and is also a law lecturer at UCD, and he's on the line. In simple terms, can you explain this to people listening who aren't familiar with the background, TJ McIntyre, please?
Yes, this is a European law from 2006 that required mobile phone companies and internet service providers to log details on almost everything you do. So to store details of your movements and your whereabouts at all times via your mobile phone, to store details of every text message you send and every phone call you make, basically to log just about everything you do on the phone or on the internet except the actual contents of messages.
And this ruling now from the European Court of Justice, what are its implications in terms of the High Court case here?
Well, this means essentially that the Irish law, which was enacted to implement the European law, is now going to have to be looked at afresh, and I think most likely will be struck down on foot of the European ruling. It most likely will mean that the Irish government will have to make new law.
And what will that new law be compared with what we've got, do you think?
Well, any new law, the European Court has made it clear, is going to have to be much more privacy-friendly. The European Court has condemned the idea that you can have suspicionless, warrantless surveillance on literally the entire population as a sort of a preemptive measure in case somebody might do something wrong in the future. So any new law is going to have to be much more narrow, much more targeted, much more focused, and probably with judicial control before this information is collected or accessed.
And in brief then, TJ McIntyre, is this Europe really saying to the United States, we have our own standards and surveillance and they're not your big brother ones? In a way, Ireland's on the front line of that conflict.
I think that's a good insight. I think we have to remember this is the first major decision on mass surveillance since the Snowden revelations, and it is a very clear statement from the European Court of Justice as to what it thinks appropriate, and it makes it clear that the American standards would be completely unacceptable in a European context.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us this lunchtime to explain all that. That's TJ McIntyre, law lecturer at UCD and chairman of Digital Rights Ireland. We have a statement, by the way, from the Department of Justice that they're considering the decision and awaiting the full text of the judgment.